Dean Radin, The Conscious Universe. Generally, materialists respond to psi in four ways: flat denial, assertions that science cannot address psi, claims that it is a trivial effect, and proposing alternative hypotheses that remain untested. Paul Churchland, quoted above, might doubt that any laboratory that produces evidence of psi is suitably equipped. Ursula Goodenough, also quoted above, doesn't explain how she knows, apart from evidence, that telepathy is not part of the way things work. A useful discussion might move beyond that kind of thing. Logical positive philosopher A.J. Ayer advanced the trivial effect claim when he remarked in 1965, by which time the pattern of psi effects was clear, "The only thing that is remarkable about the subject who is credited with extrasensory perception is that he is consistently rather better at guessing cards than the ordinary run of people have shown themselves to be. The fact that he also does better than chance proves nothing in itself." That is an evasion. What better than chance demonstrates is that there is a psi effect, which is precisely what the psi researchers were attempting to determine. Although small, the effect is important because it shows that the current materialist account of the universe is not correct. In science, small persistent effects cannot be ignored. Sometimes they force a revision of major paradigms. For example, Lord Kelvin remarked in 1900 that there were just two little dark clouds on the horizon of Newtonian classical physics of the day, namely, Michelson and Morley's measurements of the velocity of light and the phenomenon of black body radiation. Kelvin was certain that these troubling little clouds would be blown away shortly. Yet all of modern physics, relativity and quantum mechanics, derives from these two little dark clouds. The fourth option, proposing alternative hypotheses but omitting to test them, is addressed by Dean Radin. The twofold outcome of that sort of armchair quarterbacking, he notes, is that it discourages serious scientists but encourages believers whose emotional commitments justify suspicion. If serious scientists are prevented from investigating claims of psi out of fear for their reputations, then who is left to conduct these investigations? Extreme skeptics?